Welcome into the Landry Football Podcast Network as we mosey along and take a look at each position in the draft. What we're doing here in these podcasts is talking about first-round graded caliber players, players that could go in the first round, or maybe some go a little bit later. Maybe a couple of them that will just end up going a little bit higher than we think. We're not going deep into all the every player at the position. That's what LandryFootball.com is for. So we encourage you to check out the LandryFootball.com scouting season offer, which is the best deal we've got going. It's, folks, 12 months, and it takes you through the scouting season, the draft season, free agency, everything leading up to the season, the previews, the roster breakdowns, which is big now, bigger than it's ever been in college or the NFL because of transfer portal, because obviously free agency. It's about trying to figure out, okay, after the dust settles, what does it all look like? We cover all of that. It's 12 months a year now, and we analyze that for you. And obviously, during the season, we break down all the games. So that's the best deal we got going, the scouting season offer, LandryFootball.com. So check that out. If you so inclined, you can try it out for a month or 6 months, whatever is your pleasure there. Great opportunities for you to get involved with LandryFootball.com. We also think it's a great opportunity by subscribing for free. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. And we would love to have you. That way you don't miss any of our football shows. So check it out. So we're going to talk about safeties here. And folks, I'm going to tell you, just like the linebackers, only one guy that I've got a first-round grade on at safety. We may talk about some of the other guys to look out for. But the guy to focus on and the only guy that I think is worthy of drafting in the first round as a safety is Brian Branch of Alabama. Now, when we go over the corners, and that's up next, there's some guys that can play inside, certainly play, cover the slot, that certainly are first round value. But Brian Branch from Alabama is really good at staying on top of routes, reading and processing route combinations. Love his technique, because all of the Nick Saban's Alabama players play with. Plays with a lot of discipline. Like his short area quickness. Shows burst to close. Doesn't give up a lot of air and plays bigger than his size. You know, he doesn't get beat deep mainly because his technique and his discipline and his ability to read routes and stay on top of them. But he doesn't have what I would call great top-end speed. He's not also the biggest guy play strength-wide, and it shows up in traffic occasionally. Remember, get this all the time. Well, this guy was this in college. Everything about every player is not about how well they played in college. It's 100% from a draft process about how they translate to the pro game. It's not about how good they are in college. Now, how good you are in college in large part determines the skill set and how you will translate, but it doesn't determine everything. So my point is, if you've got some size limitations, if you've got some speed limitations in a certain aspect of playing your position, it's going to show up a lot more in the NFL because it's the biggest, strongest, the fastest, the smartest. But look, Branch has a slim, narrow frame. He's got average length. He lines up primarily in the box as a nickel back and over the slot in 22. He gets a handful of snaps from a deep safety alignment and as an outside corner. So that's not what he does. It's not what he's going to do effectively at the next level. He plays with excellent eyes and body position, along with good anticipation, good reaction speed. He'll undercut routes and blocks to get to the ball, but he'll overrun a play here and there, miss a tackle here and there due to being too aggressive. He'll mix it up, but he lacks the mass and strength when engaging. So can he be as effective doing that at the next level? He'll be okay. He just won't be outstanding. There's a lot to like about the way he plays. The way he attacks blocks, uses his hands to punch and shed. He tackles with good technique. He's scrappy. He loves to get into the middle of it. He sorts through bunch sets and carries routes with ease. Really good eye discipline. Good technique carrying vertically and getting his head around. Shows good feel and timing when used as a blitzer. Shows good awareness to get his hands in the passing lanes if he senses that he can't get all the way back to the quarterback. He's a very good feet, short area quickness, but his top end speed, it's not great. It's okay. His mass and overall strength is okay, not great. With his play style and his lean frame, I'm wondering how good he's going to be at the NFL level and how long he can sustain it. Look, he's a make-it guy. He, to me, reminds me of Buda Baker, who's been a good player in the league, but not an elite player. You know, very good football player. The best thing about him is his smart, his instincts, his versatility. He can play nickel corner. I think he's a guy that lines up best as a nickel corner that can cover inside, but yet tackle well enough. I think he can match up against certain backs, certain tight ends in the league. But you're certainly not going to line him up against Travis Kelce. I don't think that's going to work. But he's physical enough. And here's the thing about being a good nickel corner is you got to be able to tackle well. He'll be able to do that well inside. A deep half safety is not what he does well. And I think there's some limitations inside the box for him size-wise. I think nickel corner with some outside corner and some box safety looks, certainly in nickel, is where he will end up. And because of his versatility and his smarts to learn multiple positions is going to only help him. I think he's the best guy at the safety position, and I think he's certainly the most complete, and I think the guy that's most likely to get drafted in the first round. Look, I think there's some guys that later on can be good value. Robinson of Florida State, Brown of Illinois, Johnson of A&M, Brown of Penn State, even Skinner of Boise State, late third, fourth round. And I think even late, I think you've got some guys like Scott of Cal and Smith of Georgia. Battle, the teammate at Alabama, Howden at Minnesota, Ward at LSU, Merriweather at Iowa, and Hill at Pitt, and Terrence II at Florida. Those are late-round guys that I think are going to be good values that you can get that can help you situationally. Safety is a position that, depending on your style, your scheme, can be real effective and have great value, but you don't have to take them quite as high. So don't have as many graded that high. And next up, we're going to talk about the corners. There's more first-round talent in that group. We'll talk about them and how some of the versatility of some of those guys being able to play at inside might affect this safety group. Go back and listen to all of our shows that we've got every position covered over here in the Landry Football Podcast Network. So make sure that you don't miss that and check on that. You can do that by subscribing, liking, and sharing the Landry Football Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to check out LandryFootball.com for detailed analysis of much more players. Draft boards, you name it, we've got it all for you at LandryFootball.com. Scouting season offer is the best one we've got going. Check that out today. You can try it out for a month, 6 months as well. It's a little bit more. But, folks, even if you try it out for a month, it's less than $10 a month, and it's a great opportunity to get an insight into the game of football, college football, NFL, from a coaching, scouting, and front office perspective. So make sure that you check out LandryFootball.com today. Appreciate you joining us. But for now, we bid you adieu and have a great one, everyone.